Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get your chance to play slots and blackjack and roulette all from home. Here's how you do it. Go to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante, and I am joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Gentlemen, I'll start with you, Andy. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How about yourself, Jim? Good to hear you again, Bob.
Good to hear you guys. Just real quick, Andy, how's the pooch? It's going to be a standard question of mine.
Rue is doing good. He's adjusting well, good. And the medication is providing him great help.
Perfect.
Very good. That's what's important. It doesn't matter how you're doing, Andy. It's how is
it's
the
more
dog
about the
doing?
Dog.
Right.
Let's get going. Let's start with quarter number one, and that means the news. And guys, everything this week that we talk about, even on our show, it needs to be placed in the context of everything that's going on throughout the country. And Penn State football is not immune to it. This past week, we had James Franklin put out a statement. C.J. Thorpe, he spoke in front of a crowd in State College. And P.J. Mustipher and Sean Clifford met with the media. And of course, they had to deal with questions. My take on this, Andy, first of all, is I think they all presented themselves really eloquently, really well, and should make Penn Staters proud. What's your takeaway from all of it?
Well, what I did was I went back and listened to what they had to say, because I think their words, you know, C.J. Thorpe, Lamont Wade spoke in Pittsburgh, you know, Mustipher met with the media, James Franklin issued a statement. They are African-American men, and with what's going on, what they have to say is what I wanted to hear, because I wanted to learn from them. I wanted to listen to their voice and hear what they had to say about this as men who have had to live through this. So that is what I did first and foremost. Was I've been doing a lot of learning and listening this week from those who are living through this to help educate myself. And I thought, you know, what C.J. Thorpe said was absolutely fantastic.
How about you, Bob? Again, this for young men, they're being put into a tough position having to answer questions on this topic. It can't be easy. They're navigating some landmines here, and it seems like they've done very well.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think you can't give Coach Franklin enough credit. I think it starts at the top. He has, I think, in a lot of respects, since he's an African American coach, the team has kind of followed his lead. Whether it's his recent statement over the weekend, or you know, this is not the first time in the last year or so that Penn State's players have kind of had to address issues, maybe not quite this bad, but I just remember last year when Jonathan Sutherland had the interaction with either the Penn State alum or the fan who wrote him a letter criticizing him for his appearance and his hair being too long. And, you know, he had the support of the whole team, the coaching staff. I know James Franklin got emotional kind of talking about some things in the aftermath. But this is, to me, this is a unified team. It hasn't just been in recent weeks. You know, you look at what happened a couple of weeks back with Aeneas Hawkins and you know, Pat Freiermuth, who is white, talked about it a couple of days after. And this is a team that's, I think, that's very, it's a very strong team. I think that they're opinionated. James encourages them to speak all of their minds. I just think, and it's not just that they were asked about it or they've been asked about it, but I get the sense that they want to talk about it. And they're very educated. And to see, I think James and President Barron must be, if they're kind of, as they look on, they must be awfully proud of the way this team's conducted themselves. A lot of them have strong opinions. They're presenting them the right way. And I expect them to continue to do so. But I just think that it just hasn't been in the last couple of weeks, Jimmy and Andy. It's been going on for a little while.
And the thing to remember, too, Bob, again, is they're very young men. And I think many of us can say, if we were that age, would we have been this right. well prepared to address the media, address the public in the way that these guys have done it and done it so well? I'm very impressed with them. And you're right. It is something that James Franklin should be very proud of. And, you know, I've never hidden the fact that I am a Penn State fan. I am a fan. And it's the way they handle this type of things that make me proud as a fan. And I think all of Nittany Nation should be proud of that, what their coach is doing and what their players are doing beyond what just goes on the field. So I'm going to do the inelegant segue now. Let's talk yeah. about some actual football. And as we said, a couple players met with the media, specifically PJ Mustipher and Sean Clifford, this week met with the media. And I'm interested, Bob, in what they had to say. Were there anything that stood out to you from either one of them?
Yeah, so just real quick on PJ Mustipher. I think you guys know I've been a pretty big fan of his, and I really think that this year, in a starting role, it's going to be a starring role for PJ, if he can stay healthy at defensive tackle. Just an elite athlete with size. And to hear him just talk about what's gone on in recent weeks and how he's handled himself, and he's, you know, about being a leader and also about setting the tone and setting and becoming maybe kind of a model for young players, young African-Americans, you know, for the next 20 years or 20 years from now, who want to be Penn State players. You know, when you combine a maturity at that age with his physical abilities, there's no doubt in my mind that if he's healthy this year, he's going to be a dominant player for Penn State. I just think he has got it going on. He's got the right mix of athleticism, but is also intellectually and just mature level is off the charts. And as far as Sean Clifford goes, the thing that stuck out to most to me is it helps. He mentioned that he's been working out back in the Cincinnati area with his younger brother, Liam Clifford, who's a wide receiver and a 2021 Penn State commit. And that's going to help him. But one thing I want to focus on is, and he's aware of it, and I think it's important to note, is his accuracy and his completion percentage, those numbers have got to change if Penn State's offense is going to take the next step. I think he completed 59% of his passes last year. It wasn't all on him. KJ Hamler dropped a ridiculous amount of passes. There were some other drops, but he talked about footwork and platform. And I think he's got the right quarterbacks coach, OC, and Kirk Shiraka to kind of get him to think about getting to the next level. Because physically, I think Sean Clifford has the arm talent and he can affect the game with his legs. The thing that's going to change for the Penn State passing game is when he can improve his accuracy to the mid-60s, upper 60s, this offense is going to take the next step. I think in the scheme that Kirk has, receivers are going to come open if they can run the right routes. And if Sean can deliver the football more accurately, you're going to see this passing game take flight, even though they're replacing KJ. which won't be easy. I think Sean Clifford's focus is where it needs to be. He's got to become a more accurate passer, and he knows it.
Andy, do you see with Kurt Schiraka there and Sean Clifford still having room to grow that we haven't yet seen the best of Sean Clifford?
I don't think it matters to me whether it would have been, you know, whether it's Kurt Schiraka or, you know, who the offensive coordinator is. I think Sean Clifford's the kind of person that takes the responsibility upon himself. I mean, if you look at what he talked about, and Bob's dead on, he knows he has to be a more accurate passer. Part of that he can't control, but he's come to the conclusion and taken the responsibility that, like, he didn't say anything about drops or anything, and he knows that's part of the equation, but he also knows that ultimately when he looked back on everything and did all his analysis, that he needed to be better in order for that to happen less often, right? You're still going to drop balls, but he knew that and was recognized that he wasn't good enough. I think it's helpful to have his brother, another, you know, Big Ten FBS recruit to work out with during these times that we've been enduring. That's a huge advantage. That's an advantage that not many other quarterbacks. You can throw to guys and have guys to throw to, but it's a little bit different when you're throwing to another high caliber receiver. He can stretch himself a little bit because he's got a workout partner that gives him the ability to do that. And wasn't there some Zen master stuff he talked about that he's been doing to work on his mind and stuff, which I found that very interesting as well. He's sort of evolving into the sort of mind, body, and spirit guy, and he talked a little bit all about that. But I think he's going to be better. I'm not sure if he comes back for a third year yet. I'm not sure. My initial opinion was you're going to get him for 2 years. But I think there is a large step to take, and I think he's capable of doing it. And as far as PJ Mustipher goes, I'm on your team, Bob. I think he's going to be a monster for Penn State.
All right, real quick, Bob, in the couple seconds we have left, my question is, I'm hearing other colleges are showing up to practice. When's Penn State going to show up and start practicing?
Look, real quick, James Franklin is a guy that's got a plan and a structure and a detailed approach to everything. I have no doubt they want to get this right. There's a lot of things that we probably don't know about that need to go into them returning to campus, including testing. Yeah, it won't be June 8th like the other Big Ten teams. It's going to be soon. It's going to be by the end of the month, but they just want to make sure they hit the ground running and they do it right.
All right, that's it for the news. Stick around quarter number two. Ross has his positional analysis. We're going to look at the defensive line.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops. All new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.